980 The Fan. It's time to find a comfortable chair, select that special cigar from your humidor, and grab your favorite cutter and lighter. Now, sit back, relax, light up your cigar, and enjoy the Smooth Draws radio show. Join Gary Doc Layden, Nick the Boss Cirrus, and Will Cigar Coop Cooper, along with a cast of cigar aficionados, whiskey enthusiasts, and craft beer connoisseurs, as they spread the cigar lifestyle across the globe, one smooth draw at a time. This is the Smooth Draws Radio Show.
Welcome back. The Smooth Draws Radio Show. ESPN Radio, 1230 AM, 106.3 FM, and always streaming live at the same time. That's what streaming is. SmoothDraws.com. And there's an app called TuneIn Radio where you can actually listen live on that. I'm Nick Cirrus. Coop and Cigar Robbie. And Doc, we'll be back next week. We're all here, and we're ready to keep going.
Frequently give this guy a bunch of crap, but he is one of the best men in the industry. The cigar media that works as hard to keep his finger on the pulse of the cigar industry, like I said before, as he does. Cigar Coop, let's take a look at what news he has uncovered this week.
Okay, so let's kind of kick it off as far as some of the news this week is happening very close to home. And our very own Nick Cirrus, if you've heard on Smooth Draws, has been working on a project with Island Jim Robinson. The IBCBR, they announced they were going to do this collaboration called La Vida Isla. As with any project, sometimes you encounter some hurdles. And in this case, there were some hurdles with using the name. But at the same time, I know these two, they wanted to get the release out there. So what they decided to do is they decided to release this initial batch, but under a different name. And they're calling the name Nick and Jim's PBE, the pre-banded edition there. I think, Nick, it was a really cool idea that what you guys had as far as doing that. You turn this kind of challenge into a positive, and you're making, and I saw the packaging, and it's got this kind of rustic look, but you're getting that same La Vida Isla cigar that you were releasing.
Coop, you know, I'm very anxious to get this cigar out there. Everyone who's tried it and sampled it loves it. I really want to get it out to the 2,000-plus retailers that the Leaf by Oscar and Island Jim stores carry. Hopefully that'll bring a little bit more recognition to me as a blender. By no means am I a master blender. It's a process. I've been doing it now for about 7 years, and I love it. It's my favorite part of being in the cigar business. But this blend that I created for Jim, I'm really excited about it. It'll be shipping next week to the U.S., and it'll be out, and anybody can order it. It'll be in stores beginning of January, so I'm really excited about that. I wanted to break the news here first, as makes sense, right? Get it out there. So let's move on to some other news.
You know, Nick, before we move on to the next one, everybody knows how much I like LH Premium cigars. I mean, so much so that I've got your logo tattooed on the back of my leg.
Yes.
The new blend with Island Jim is hands and feet above anything you've done before. In my mind, in my taste profile, it hits right where I like a cigar to hit. So I'm really impressed with it.
Well, you know, I wanted to do something different. With the LH, I have the mild, medium, and full. And this one, it wanted to be a complete deviation from my regular line, be right down the middle with a solid medium. And, you know, I think that's where it hits. And hopefully, you know, we're going to start off with one size. Go from there.